うるせえバーカ
バカバカ
バーカ
ブワーカ。
My boys, what is good with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
Living lavish. Feeling,
man.
Being chilly.
Somebody got to look up when the last episode dropped. It was like, what?
It was like seven months ago. Been a long time, bro.
Damn.
Hey, man. Baka Talks 2025. Only took us 3 months. 3 months and 16 days on the dot. It's 11:27 p.m. right now, bro. This is crazy. Welcome back, man, to everyone that's been rocking with us, waiting on us, praying that we come back like the Avatar. We're here, man. Baka Talks, episode 16. Episode 16, man. First episode of 2025. We appreciate you guys, all your patience waiting on us, the love you continue to share, man. We've still been doing stuff. We got videos up on the channel. We've been streaming, obviously. So it ain't like we ain't been doing anything, but just to continue support, especially for the pod and the channel. We're almost at 100 subscribers. We're at 90 right now. It's very much appreciated. Very, very much. Very, very grateful, man. Very grateful for y'all, man. But when it's happened with my dogs, man, it's been so long, bro. I feel like we haven't been in the same, like, core
that
together.
That was loud.
You.
That was loud.
You got to turn it, like, the volume down yourself.
I feel like we ain't been in the same court in a minute. Like, even when we would be gaming and shit, like, we don't even really be in the same court.
Me and Tyler be locked in.
Y'all be locked in, huh?
I be locked in, bro. I be in court every day. I be on the game every day.
You jump from, like, five different courts at a time. It's hard to keep up where you're at, man.
I got a lot of friends that want to play the game, bro.
You're like a fucking gopher, bro. You be ducking in the fucking holes, bro. Like, whack-a-mole and shit with you. Trying to figure out what
whack-a-mole.
We came back from our little training, our 2 year, 3 day
training. Oh, this is our Shippuden. Baka Talk Shippuden.
Shippuden. This is our end of Marine Fort. This is our return to Sabaody.
This our 3D2Y.
Yeah. I got hockey now. I know how to learn. I learned how to use hockey.
Oh yeah.
Didn't have that.
I'm about to say, you didn't already know how to do that already?
Ben had that, fuck me.
Hey, man, I'm just going off of the fucking One Piece reference, right?
I feel it, bro. How y'all been doing, though? What's new with y'all, man?
Just been watching hella anime, bro. A lot of dub. Hit up the Netflix. Netflix has been kind of goated in terms of dropping good anime. Even the Netflix originals, to be honest. Scissor 7, Zom 100, There's way more, but I'm kind of blanking out right now.
Yeah, Castlevania Nocturne, man.
Oh yeah, Castlevania, 100%.
Castlevania Nocturne was fire. It's been a lot of stuff coming and going since we've been gone. Like, we missed a lot of flagships for real. I'm not even gonna lie, but Terry, man.
Solo, Sakamoto. I've been watching those.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
I'm about to finish and get back into my free rent bag too.
That's fire.
Terry, bro, we gotta give you the limelight, bro. Tell us, bro, how is fatherhood treating you, bro?
It is treating me glamorously. It's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
I'm learning to grow thick skin with dealing with, like, crying every day and stuff. So it's like, it's nice. It's nice.
How's the baby girl? How's the missus?
She's doing great, both of them. Yeah. They just be sleepy all the time.
You got that look in your eyes, man. Like, you haven't really slept like you normally sleep.
Well, I wouldn't say that was because of the baby. I'd say I've been grinding Marvel Rivals pretty hard. So.
He says, there's truth to that, but...
Like, yeah. It's 50-50. My fault is there, for sure.
Nah, I fuck with it, bro. I'm happy for you, man. I'm glad that you're finally being able to indulge in that life now. This is the new normal for you, so I love that, man. We all do. Congratulations to you, man. Clap it up for Terry, man. Clap for Terry, man. I love that, man. I love that.
Cheers to more life, brother.
Facts.
Oh, God. Tyler, what you been on, dog? What's new with you, man?
Yeah, not shit, bro. I mean, like Terry said, definitely grinding Marvel Rivals. Caught up in Invincible. Trying to tap in with some animes here and there. I started Food Wars. But I've been slacking.
Chad, he's been slacking, bro.
I've been slacking hella.
We literally told dude yesterday, like, bro, this is literally like your job, and you ain't even doing like your job.
Oh, God, bro.
You ain't even locked in for real, man.
I be trying to lock niggas in, like, yo, just tap in with the dub because you could just put it on the second monitor, bro. Niggas don't want to listen.
I hate dub. That's why. I literally hate dub.
Bro, dub's been goated these last few... Nah, honestly, this last, like, damn near decade, bro. Dub's been on the rise. Solo dub, fire.
Oh, that's facts.
Not having to read 90% of the time and just listen. Like, you can literally, like, turn your head and not miss out on anything. Like, I was against dub for a minute, too. But now, like, with, like, my girl and everything, like, we're watching a lot of shit in dub.
Same, bro.
No, that's valid.
Dre spitting right now. I can't even lie to you. But aside from all that, man, what else you been doing?
Trying to get back in the gym, bro. Chilling with the homies. We went out last night. Had a great time. It was low-key a movie. You know, up until that little end part. But we not going to get to that. Nah, but we just been vibing, man. Life is pretty solid right now. No complaints, man.
I fuck with it, man.
I just been chilling, man. You see the new setup, man? Those that are listening to us, your boy got a new setup, man. I'm looking a little more professional, man. I look like I know what I'm doing now. New camera, you know what I'm saying? New cam. But I just been chilling, bro. Gym, reading hella shit, watching hella shit. Started reading a couple new manhwas. Obviously in the manga grind. Just keeping up with what's going on, bro. There's been a lot of good shit happening. Just in terms of like the animation community as a whole, even US, even Japan, obviously. Like just in a lot of good shit happening as a whole. So I feel like we're in good hands for these next couple of years, if not the long run. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, I just been kicking it, dog. Hit Grandmaster today in Rivals, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Dre, the only one out of GM now, man. We got to get him up there, man.
Yeah, that's true, man.
See, he didn't have to do it like that.
Jay. Ask me what rank I'm in Monster Hunter. Yeah.
Hey, man.
I'll wait.
Oh, yeah, we've been playing hella Monster Hunter, too. Yeah. We've been on that.
That's why I ain't been on Marvel.
Terry, what's that game you be playing, bro? Orcs?
Orcs Must Die.
Yeah, Orcs Must Die. You guys gotta play that shit. Stop playing.
My fault, bro. Bro, it's hard for me to play multiple games. Like, I'm locked in on Rivals. I tap into Tekken still here and there. And then we've been on Monster Hunter. So, like, bro, tough.
It's a 5-minute game.
5 minutes? What do you mean? Like, the gameplay? Like, the objective?
It reminds me of Castle Defense. Or Balloon Tower Defense, I'm sorry.
Nah, it's more like, what's that game called? Dungeon Defender. It's like you're controlling a 3D character, going around, putting up tower defense and shit.
And this is the first time it's ever been 4-player. And it's 4 niggas right here.
We should do a video on that. That might be fun.
Most def.
Oh, you know what else? I've been playing Fragpunk, too. Fragpunk's pretty solid, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
for the shooter people, I've been watching you play, and I don't know if it's not my type of game, I don't think.
Well, when you watched me play, I ain't have sound. I was getting cooked, bro. I was getting cooked. I'm not even going to front.
I was also there. I can attest to that. That boy was getting
cooked. He was getting cooked, bro.
I have no audio, though. I had no audio. So I wasn't fully locked in. I couldn't hear nothing.
It's all good. But no, that's really what's been new with us, man. We hope all y'all been good, man. I hope 2025. I keep wanting to, like, just, like, by habit, just say 2024. I'm still not in that mode yet. We're, like, 3.5.
He's not locked in, chat.
I'm not locked in.
Bro, 2025 doesn't seem like it's real, honestly.
It isn't.
Bro, we're almost to April already.
It's moving, though. It is moving.
Like, almost 4 months in the year already, bro. That shit's crazy. But we hope the new year has been been treating y'all right, man. Hope everyone and your family's healthy, you know what I'm saying?
But side note, tap in with Shangri-La Frontier. Niggas been asleep. I don't know why, but they've been, so like they'll be in the MMO doing their MMO things, and then every once in a while they jump games. They're in a fighting game right now, nigga, and it's actually tough. The concept is fire. Shit. Everything's dope. They did an Armor Core game before that. Like, they went from the MMO to Armor Core. It's basically Armor Core. And then from there, they went back to the MMO, and then now they're going into this fighting game where it's like you're a hero. It's based off a comic series. You're either the hero or the villain. They throw you in a giant battle map. There's civilians you got to save. And that builds like your EX meter and stuff to use like your supers and shit like that. But like, the more you're into the role of the character, the more meter you get, and then you can fight and kill the hero or villain.
That's something I need to tap back into.
It's so fire, bro.
And I just fell off.
Animation never falls off, and the dub is fantastic.
Yeah. Is the opening fire the second one?
I've been skipping, I can't lie. I can't tell you.
The first opening was a banger.
Yeah, first OP was fire. And then Dr. Stone, oh my gosh. Niggas really been sleep. Dr. Stone's probably the only anime right now out of the simulcast that's literally, when the episode drops, the dub is out too. And when I tell you that boy Senku is the truth, man, he's the truth. And it's even more so in season 4.
Bro's been telling me everything this dude's been building, bro. I'm
just bro, locked wait. In.
So they just released season 4?
Yeah, they're only like, I want to say like 8, maybe 10. Actually, no, it's like 10 episodes right now in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, speaking of an OP, Dr. Stone OP right now in season 4, banger.
Wow, you're not skipping that one.
I ain't skipping that one. I ain't gonna lie.
I forgot to mention the most important thing we're talking about today.
What's that, man?
The Eagles won the fucking Super Bowl, nigga.
I'm dead. Nah,
go Birds, baby. Go Birds.
Honestly, I respect it, though. Out of the two teams, I definitely wanted y'all to win, for sure.
You have to respect it, man. We're a month removed from the Super Bowl, and I still think about that shit in my sleep every day.
Yeah, Chad, he been glazing the hell out of Saquon, bro.
Oh, my
gosh. He been doing Mr. crazy Baker? Stuff. He been doing tricks on it. Yep. It's crazy. Hey, bro, he been wilding.
My last shout out though, Blue Exorcist. Tap in. Will reminded me. I tapped back in. Got caught up in this new season. Well, the second part of this new season. Can say that they picked up from that little season two dip. Not that season two was bad or anything, but coming off of season one and the high of that. Down in, we're way back up. We're way back up, getting lore drops here and there for Satan and the two boys, Ren and Okuma. I almost said his last name.
I've been Ren tapping his with brother. Them all. Took a break, though, just because I felt like I got to a point where I'm kind of like getting close to catching up. So I'm like, I'm going to just let that shit stack up a little bit. I've been reading Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint, this new manhwa. They are doing an anime for that. They're doing an anime for Beginning After the End, which I also read and caught up on. I'm sure Overgeared, bro. Solo Leveling put niggas on.
Oh, Solo Leveling, of course, yeah. Banger.
Tower God, I would say, was like obviously the first. I think Tower God was the first manhwa they adapted. Tower God or God of High School.
Talk about getting hoed. Season 2 has been terrible.
Yeah.
Animation wise.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about in the coming weeks and months because Solo's been going crazy. Like I said, all the webtoons that got adapted, got Yakuta's getting an adaptation, and that shit looks great. Sakamoto's been out. It's a lot of shit happening. There's a lot of shit happening.
Big time.
The chapters for Sakamoto has been cooking too.
Oh god.
Bro, y'all did not tell me that shit was a comedy. I tapped in finally on the anime.
Shit is funny.
Shit is funny as hell. But I was thinking, like, I came in with a whole different viewpoint. I'm like ready, locked in, and then this nigga Sakamoto lost weight his first few fights. I said, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm so confused.
He'd be shifting back and forth.
He's basically One Punch Man assassin, and I fuck with it heavy. It's funny.
Everyone has that perception of Sakamoto's when they see nothing but just panels of action, and obviously the fights in the anime now. until they actually tap in. I remember when I first started reading that shit a couple years ago, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Bro, but the camaraderie and the chemistry between the characters is super fire too, bro.
It gives me Spy Family vibes, and I really fuck with that heavy.
Yeah.
On and on season two on the way too. So one thing I want to say.
July?
That's in July, yeah. Yeah, One Punch Man season two.
Gotchakuda, baby! Back! Season three. We out here, baby. Gotchakuda.
Yeah, season three, One Punch Man is dropping. So I wanted to say, like, anime reactions on our main page, our gaming channel, we're dropping all types of content. Now, we're trying to be more weekly like we've never really done before. Like, as far as the pod, obviously we were weekly in terms of that. We're trying to be weekly outside of that, too, because we know that especially like just with how our lives are set up now, we're probably not going to all be able to be as consistent as we want. Niggas got kids, niggas got work, niggas got just shit going on in their lives. So we're trying to have extra content for y'all to be able to, you know, feed on when the pod's not as consistent. So
speaking of, man, tap in with the gaming channel. We're locked back in. We're getting there. Like Will said, we're trying to get back into that weekly shit, but, We're kind of just dropping like our personality, our comedy, instead of trying to do like full on gameplay and single videos and stuff. It's just kind of like clips, moments, and just funny shit with the guys.
Yeah, the love we've been getting on the mangas video, the current Baka Battles videos we've been doing, the Monster Hunter video we did for Tyler. Like, we're gonna be doing hella shit. Terry got shit he wants to do as well. Like, we all got shit that we're planning on doing. So the gaming channel, anime reactions with all the different stuff we were just talking about that's dropping within this next year. We're gonna be doing reactions for that. We got more collabs. We got a lot of homies that wanna hop on that we wanna share the bread with. We wanna do shit like tier lists. Like, it's a lot of shit we wanna do, man. That we wanna kinda like adapt and make our own in a lot of ways. So definitely be on the lookout for that, man. It's not just no loose words being thrown around. Like, we really locked in, man. And we appreciate those that are riding with us and those who haven't heard of us yet and are going to plan on hopping on later on, man. It's all appreciated, man. But outside of that, man,
hold on. Shout out Nappy with the thumbnails, man. If y'all been peeping the thumbnails lately, that boy Nappy's been kind of going crazy, man. Let's clap it up for the boy, man.
He's in his bag, man. He is in his bag.
Kind of nice with him, man. It's slight work, man.
Chill out. We're not gonna glaze you too much. Gotta keep you humble. Gotta keep them humble, chat.
Stay humble, Futney.
I never realized just how fun like that shit was. Like, fuck hiring somebody. We can just do that shit ourselves. That's what we said. That's just a luxury in its own. But the main thing we wanted to talk about today, man, it's been all over the internet. Been everywhere. You probably can't even go online without getting spoiled if you're not caught up at this point. Invincible season three. First of all, clap it up for the cat. Not only the cast, man. Shout out to Steven, bro. Shout out to Amazon. This season was fire. It's a lot of surprisingly, like, there was a lot of controversy this season. I really don't really know why when it came to like the animation and just even some people complaining about just how much of like an ensemble the cast was. Like,
people love complaining about animation, but it's like when you really think about it and when you really get to the nitty gritty, if you watch your favorite anime after that first banger season, those little middle episodes, you can start seeing where it's just PNG, just people talk, like the mouths are moving. I don't expect anybody to be animating the same way that they did for the first few, because you got to get everybody locked in and everything. So, like, obviously different anime have different budgets and things like that, but I heard there's only like 10 animators for Invincible anyway. So it's like, I don't really expect that much, and it wasn't even that bad. People just find like one scene where it's like, PNG, it's there. Yeah. And then they like blow it up, and then they get hundreds of thousands of views on TikTok, and then it's just negative view farming.
Animating is hard too, bro.
Hard as fuck.
It's a lot of work.
Literally,
they're doing that shit weekly.
Drawing thousands of different versions for just one scene and shit. It's like,
bro. Yeah, people gotta chill out.
They're trying to make it a more consistent release window, too. They're trying to do it yearly because that wait time between season one and season two was outrageous.
It was crazy. It was a pretty big wait
for time. Invincible.
Yeah.
And it was only 8 episodes.
No, the first season 8 episodes.
No, I'm talking about the second season.
I think so. Yeah, but the episodes are long as shit.
They're like 40 something
minutes. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Nah, shout out Ryan Otley, bro. Like, I would see Invincible around growing up when I would go to Barnes and Nobles and shit. I'd see it on the shelf, but I never really like tapped in like that. I wasn't really deep in my comics back then like I am with like manga and shit now. So I got introduced to Invincible through season 1, and then I started like getting deeper into lore as time went on, because like the world itself fascinates the fuck out of me. I'm not gonna lie, it's the universe itself fascinates me.
I think its take on like that genre, the hero genre and shit, is pretty fire compared to like Marvel, DC. Like, niggas really just get dropped off.
The Superman archetype.
Yeah. Just to see people get dropped off. As far as lore goes, it's pretty deep with like certain characters. Like, they might be little parodies of certain things, but then it goes deeper than the parody. Like, you're watching like, is that the Flash? And then it's like, okay, maybe that's a bad example because, oh boy, God damn dirty season 1. But it's just like the concepts, even the powers. I think the uniquity of, I don't know if I said that right, of the powers and how he goes in depth with different characters, I think it's just tough.
Yeah. Doubling back on the animation thing too, we were just talking about, like, his artwork, bro, especially for like characters like Langstrom, right? Especially like post his second time meeting Mark and he like almost kills him. I don't know if you guys have seen his art, but it's like so deep, bro.
Oh yeah.
And people were complaining about how Angstrom looked, and I'm just like, Angstrom looks fine. He's not like, you have to literally, like Dre was saying, draw that shit hundreds of times in that specific detail
for it to be. And they're not doing the same detail he put in the comic. Hell no. Because that would take too long. They'd have to do that every single time. Because then people are just like, wait, you drew him here like this, but you didn't do it like this. So it's like, you might as well go in one little art style, keep that art style going, which they've done. Animation varies, obviously, per episode and what budget they got. Because I'll save that for later with that, what we're going to talk about. But
perfect example of stuff like that is Arcane. Mm. Arcane, I said
crazy before, budget though, I think.
Yeah, insane budget. But the animation is some of like the best in the industry.
I think would you say it's CGI too? Like they go more, or not CGI, yeah. They go a little bit more CGI than they do like actual 2D.
I don't really know, bro. It's hard to tell sometimes because it all looks the same.
It's tough.
But the wait time between season 1 and season 2 of Arcane, because of how detailed it is, like if you want shit like that, then there's a cost to it. Either they have to cut corners and get it to us earlier, or they're gonna take their time, make it look like peak fiction, and it's gonna be 3-4 years in between, and then you lose interest. Look at Stranger Things.
Either is fine, but it's like, yeah, if your story's not hitting, people lose interest. People are like, eh. And it just kind of falls off.
It's more for the casuals. Like, people like us, like, we fuck with Invincible, obviously. But, like, the casuals, they're going to forget about that shit. Give it 3-4 years. Like, oh, season 3, I forgot about that show. Like, bro, you got to take it for what it is. And for what it is, like, the show is very good. The cast is very good. The animation is good. You could tell they allocated their resources more towards the last 2 episodes than, like, earlier episodes. But at the same time, you want that. We got Invincible War. We got Conquest. Like, these are big moments in the story that are like starting to start that part of the story where it's like just escalating constantly. It's no more like chill moments going forward. Like, they're rare and in between. So what were y'all thoughts on this?
Have y'all peeped that they've been getting a lot of the Walking Dead cast as voice actors?
I have, but
yeah.
I just noticed Negan and Steven.
Steven, Negan, I think people are saying that there might get old boy. What's Darryl? His face? Not Daryl. Not Rick. Rick's best friend. I forgot the actor's name.
Oh, Punisher?
Yeah, no. They might get him for Thrag. They get him for Thrag, bro. It might be up. Not gonna lie. Just because how convincingly he plays Punisher, and even Rick's best friend and how he was with that like aggressive but going off of that, what do y'all think of like them getting A-list actors to play these characters rather than actually going in the bag of getting like voice actors and stuff? Because me like personally, I understand them getting the A-list because they've been doing perfectly fine with them. But I also understand the argument of like, hey, there's voice actors out here. Y'all are just giving it to A-list actors that already have roles and things like that. But what are y'all thoughts on like anything with that? Have y'all seen anything?
Bernthal, that's his name.
I'm dead.
Bernthal. Honestly,
I don't really have an issue with it. I understand though, like there are a lot of like prestigious like animated voice actors. I think Ben Schwartz is one of those, and he's in the show. Like obviously he's blowing up a lot more because of Sonic and like the live action Sonic movies, but he was in DuckTales. He was a Leonardo in the, not the current Ninja Turtles, but the one before that one where they had like the powers and shit. With like the crazy anime fight scenes that people like to just share all the time. It's like the one thing you see about that show is like the Shredder fight and all that shit. Yeah. I think Ben Schwartz is one of those types. So, I mean, I do see both sides though. I mean, you have, I don't really think Steven was that big. I know he's in a lot of shit.
He's decent. He just didn't have like a major role in a minute until now.
Yeah, I know he had that one movie or was it a show? I think it was on Netflix. I think that was like his other thing that he's like really known for outside of Invincible and The Walking Dead. But I feel like it's not that bad, realistically. People were complaining about Conquest.
Nah, just because
in their mind, in their mind, because we got like 4 seconds of Conquest in the second episode before they dropped the full fight. So they only had that small sample size and they just ran with it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, we haven't even got any of his like real iconic lines yet or his real like iconic moments yet, and he killed that shit.
So they proved it with that next episode. Boy, episode 8 went crazy.
Everybody, I feel like the biggest thing though is there are going to be situations where the celebrity voice actors, mainly in like movies and stuff, like you see them animated movies where it's just Kevin Hart, The Rock Johnson, et cetera, and you're just like, okay. Like I think
Pixar, that's fine. Like let them do their thing, or like with
Moana. Oh, no, I'm talking about like just other movies where you know they just have those like people you would expect to see in movies like that. They literally just like cast those people.
You know what's crazy? I use Kevin Hart movies to go to sleep every night.
I'm dead.
that's kind of crazy. I'm not going
wild.
Like,
is that his voice is soothing to you or what?
That could be it. Cause like I ain't gonna lie, cause like
crazy Terry,
and it's what? Every time. No, hear me out, right? So
he says,
like,
"Stay with me now."
Every time I put on a Kevin Hart movie, right, and I start hearing that little motherfucker's voice, I immediately just,
bro, out of context.
I have not finished a Kevin Hart movie in some years, bro.
You don't fuck with Kevin Hart, bro.
Play his shit every night, though. That's, I mean,
I don't know.
You just said you haven't finished a Kevin Hart movie in some years, but you use him to fall asleep at night.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, It's not every night, of course.
Niggas don't tell me they listen to Waves, they listen to Rain, they listen to fucking.
He just got Kevin Hart voice in his ear.
Yeah, Kevin Hart playing
in his ear. Niggas have melatonin.
Yeah, Chad clipping
melatonin real life.
That is crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
He says like melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
That's wild.
Nigga said Kevin Hart puts me to sleep at night. That's.
I never heard no shit like that, bro.
Got me dead.
Bro. I haven't finished a Kevin Hart movie, bro, in a long time. I couldn't even tell you a name of a Kevin Hart movie right now.
That's cap.
I could give you a couple. Yeah, I'm not alone.
What'd you play last night?
Bro just pulls up Kevin Hart's catalog and then
just clicks him.
He covers his eyes and then just clicks around.
Bro.
Turns the other way and goes to sleep.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's actually crazy, Terry.
I don't know what it is, bro. It's like, I don't have any problem with Kevin Hart either. It's just like his movies seem to always make
you know time. You know what you're getting. That's what I was trying to say earlier. You know what you're getting when you see those types of movies I was talking about, and you see those actors. The Rock, and I'm not hating on The Rock. Obviously, I fuck with The Rock.
Yes,
you see
he is. The Rock.
You see The Rock. You see Kevin Hart. You see those types of actors. You know. If you know, you know. You know what type of like delivery you're gonna get from them. It's just true. Them, but they're just an animated character. Like Invincible is not like that. They actually like you don't think of Steven when you see
Steven's Mark. A perfect he's right. A perfect Mark.
Yeah. Seth like, Rogen was fucking Allen.
I didn't think of Negan when I saw Conquest. I'm like, damn. Like obviously, like in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, this is Negan versus fucking what's his name in The Walking Dead?
Bro, I'm Glenn? Bad. I'm bad. Glenn. With yeah,
Glenn. Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn. It's Negan versus Glenn part two. But aside from that, like, I'm not looking at him like, oh, fuck, that's Negan. Like, I'm not, like, fixing
this
it.
This time Glenn that. Wins, though.
Yeah.
Facts. Bro, they did a perfect job with the casting. In my opinion, I understand, like, the arguments, like I said before. But it's not like these characters are just playing themselves real life. It's like you said, they're, like, really in the bag. And a perfect example, Omni-Man. Was a goated voice actor, and that nigga looks just like him for two, so it's like a perfect lineup.
J. Jonah Jameson
going can crazy.
A question.
What's up?
So did Invincible actually headbutt the dude into like damn near death?
Pretty much.
Yeah, he had to.
Both his arms were broken.
And yeah. One of his like femur was broken too, bro.
There's levels to this Viltrumite shit, man. Mark bro, was there breaking different. His arms, punching him. So he said, fuck it. I'm going to use the next best thing. And he started headed butting him.
Damn.
No, how did y'all like the season as a whole? See, I know you're not caught up yet, but how did you two like the season as a whole, would you say?
I fucked with it. The only thing I didn't fuck with. I think they could have done, but I understand it's to show the nuance between like everybody in the world of like, I didn't fuck with Powerplex. That nigga was annoying.
Same.
I just thought the character arc was just, honestly, kudos to them. I hate him because of his character, not even because of the writing or anything like that. It's just fucking stupid how he,
shout out Aaron Paul too, man. Shout out Jesse.
Yeah, how mad he is at Invincible for getting his ass beat by his father. He had no control over. He's protecting. Even the scene they showed of Powerplex watching his sister like be angry and are like watching his sister pretty much die and stuff. Mark is literally trying to save them. He's literally in the building like holding that shit up, and then Omni-Man comes in and just says, no, nigga.
He wakes up and sees that nigga Mark just holding her severed arm in his hand. So, I mean.
That is fair. And that's where I was like leveling with him. I'm like fucking with it. I'm like, okay, I see why you're angry at Mark. I see how you could get that misconstrued. It's after. It's like, bro, not only has Mark not done anything to literally destroy lives, like if we want to look at it from a literal standpoint, which he was doing, it's when he starts getting his powers and he gets the stuff implanted, it's like you're fucking with him. You're like, okay, Powerplex, you're not fucking with him, but you're like, you're understanding, you know why he's doing the things he's doing. He keeps failing at doing what he's doing, and then his wife is like, she's like all behind him. She's like, ride or die. We're going to do this. We're going to expose Invincible. They finally get their plan off. Mark is sitting there looking at him like, oh, fuck. Okay, I see. He's starting to open his eyes. He's starting to see reality. And then Powerplex is like, fuck it. And he blows his newborn, basically newborn baby and his wife just right there, and then blames Invincible as if that's his
blames
fault.
Him.
Has no accountability for anything that he does in that moment. It just pissed me off. I'm just like, bro,
that shit,
you're joking, right?
Trust me, I got a rant. Me, I got a rant later about all the hypocrisy in this fucking show.
Oh my god,
should be called Hypocrisy. They should name this show Hypocrisy.
And that's why I say they're doing a good job showcasing that, because that's how it would be in real life, bro.
Fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
It is. You just got to pick your point of hypocrisy at that point, bro.
That's exactly how it would be in real life, and that's why it made me mad, and I think they did a good job on that and in terms of that front. Just because, like, even with Angstrom, talk about hypocrisy, that nigga... I'll let you go. Continue, because I've talked a lot.
I saw something online about Aaron Paul, about his role as a Powerplex, and he was like, well... another row of me being mentally fucked up and disturbed. Because in Breaking Bad, Jesse was fucked, bro. It's one of the greatest shows of all time, bro. Breaking Bad is literally 10 out of 10 show. But yeah, I was glad when they announced he was going to be Powerplex. I was happy. But Tyler, you fuck with the season as a whole?
Hell yeah, I thought the season was fire. I think this is probably... I want to say this is probably the best season of Invincible. I think you could argue the other.
Season one was low key.
Season one was fire.
Yeah,
but I just like everything that they did in season three, and I like Mark's new suit. That shit is clean. Obviously, we got Oliver in that. We got all the new romance stuff going on with Mark and his little love life.
I don't care what nobody says. That shit is weird.
What?
What, with him and Amber and Eve?
Yeah, how him, Amber, and Eve could just be buddy-buddy and shit. Amber,
no, that's
and Eve
real life, bro. That's real life.
No.
That shit is weird as fuck.
No, bro. Yeah, them pulling up to the bowling alley, bro, and then Mark and
bro, that's completely
is fucking
normal.
With his ex's boy just off rip because he got the little the dog bro, comic. Whatever.
When you get past, like, jealousy and stuff and, like, you're actually chilling...
is trying to be around your woman. You don't think that's weird?
It depends on y'all relationship. They all started off as friends.
They were friends. Yeah, they were all friends
before that. So that's why I'm thinking, like, especially like they're not full adults yet. They're like getting there. So it's not like they were living together.
You know what?
They got kids together.
Ultramite penis. And I was using that shit on both of y'all.
But Will, you got to understand, Amber understood that him and Eve would work better because they're both in the same business. They both do the same shit. She's going to understand more than Amber's going to understand.
If you watch season one.
And Amber even understood that.
If you go back and watch season one to Tyler's testament, she literally sees Mark and Eve talking. And then that's what sparks her wanting to go talk to him. Obviously, this is before the powers and stuff, but like she could already see their relationship kind of coming together, and it kind of pushes her towards him. I think she's very understanding, and I think Mark as a character is becoming more understanding, and it made sense for them to be where they're at. Especially Eve. Eve's probably the most understanding out of all of them. She's like, yo, no, I completely understand, and like they're taking it, at their own pace. I think that's pretty cool. To see people as adults, it's not like just cat drama, just like, ah, fuck you, you're with my man, this, doing this. It's like actual understanding, like outside of like all the drama, all that stuff, when you actually have that, like you're past the jealousy, you're past all that stuff, that's kind of how shit goes in real life.
Terry, you letting that shit slide, bro?
I'm not. I mean, I couldn't relate. I hear what he's saying. Facts. Like, I definitely hear what bro's here saying, but like,
wouldn't let that shit happen to me though.
Yeah, that's never happening in my relationship.
You know what I don't understand though? I don't get the hate for Amber online. Like, do y'all see that?
Because she's black.
It was just season one. It's not even just her, bro. It's a common archetype in superhero mediums where the protagonist is hiding his identity from his love interest, and then when she finally finds out, she gets mad.
Even chilling though afterwards.
She was, and her whole thing
literally just season one hate. It's season one hate,
and just it's a mixture. Over. It's like the race swap in season one hate. It's like people they're not critically thinking about like Amber as a character. They're just thinking like Invincible is a superhero, so that precedes everything else that in her life because she's a normal human. But it's like, no, bro. She literally told this nigga, if you're like, it's not that you're a superhero. It's that you fucking lied to me. It's that you lied about everything. It's not that you were doing these things. It's that you're missing these things and not telling me the truth. Had he told her, like, hey, I'm going to go save the world. I'm going to go do this. Like, sure. And she, even after that, they made up and she was completely understanding after that. I think it's just completely overblown. Obviously the race swap fuels a lot of that hatred too. They're like, oh, this bitch, she's just black, she's just trying to find a way. I've seen a lot of those comments. She's just trying to find a reason to complain. Like TikTok was going crazy. I'm like in the comments scrolling, I'm like wanting to engage, but I'm like, if I engage, I'm gonna get more of these. I'm not gonna fuck my algorithm. So I just look at them and just keep going past. She's worse in the comics, way worse in the comics. She's like, yeah, way, she don't even have a character in the comics, pretty much.
Nah, Amber's a W character in the cartoon.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't see any issue with her. I think
I don't either.
I fuck with her.
I did at first because I was in that reactionary mindset of like, this bitch. Because I'm like backing my nigga Mark because we see what he's doing all the time. We don't really see. I'm just like, bro, she's tripping. She's tripping. And then I had some friends explain it. And then I go back and look at clips. I'm like, nah, she did. She did say it was just because you lied to her. It's not even because you a superhero, nigga.
Yeah, it's a common archetype. Lois did it to Clark in the new Superman shit. She jumped off a building to make him reveal that he was Superman because he had to go save him.
I mean, Sakamoto's wife did that too.
Goat.
That's worse than what Amber did.
Way worse.
Sakamoto's wife wasn't tripping like they were, though.
Like, I mean,
nowhere near as much.
He can't do what he do, though.
the way that Sakamoto Day's world is set up is completely different from that. She knew what he was before.
Yeah.
Mark just straight up lied. Clark straight up lied.
I also think, like, sure, she could have been in danger, but she's in danger not knowing as well. Like, so Mark was completely in the wrong for a lot of that shit, especially like he's supposed to see a future and stuff. Like, he didn't even look at the example he has in front of him, which was his mom and his dad, how they handled that. Literally, nigga told her, I'm an alien from a different world. I'm a superhero at the same time. And then they locked in from there. Literally go years and years.
I gotta see if we make it to college, maybe. If we make it into college. Like,
nah, but yeah. They were thinking about, like, Mark's mindset was, nigga was in love.
My high school shorty, I'm a fucking Belgian. She's finna tell everybody.
He was thugging it out too.
Nah, she was. She damn near ride or die, nigga. The way she was acting, I would have told her. I would have been like, yo, at this point, bro, I'm not finna lie to you no more. Just, I'm a superhero. Bro, he had to tell her Vulture might. He just had to tell her super. Yeah, nigga went to space
for like 3 months. Then, came back. She lied. Was holding it down, bro.
Holding that shit down.
She was holding it down, bro.
She could have had. She could have got dick down in college for real.
Oh my!
They she showed those. Nah, they she showed been the out scenes. There hoeing
for real.
Yeah, they showed the scenes of them going out having fun. She couldn't bring herself to like be out with William. Well, actually, she could only really go out with William like that. She wasn't really enjoying herself. Cause she's sitting there worried about this nigga, and she don't even know where he at.
I feel bad for Mark, man.
Nah, Mark
juggling all these things, and then every single situation that he's involved in, either at the time leads to hundreds or thousands of people dying, or down the line leads to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people dying.
Yeah,
like the Invincible War, bro. The Angstrom.
Is he a terrorist at this point?
The Angstrom domino effect, bro.
He's think not about how much.
Nah, no, I wouldn't say terrorist.
Like, think about this, bro. Take it all the way back to when he pulled up on the Mahler twins, and you see Angstrom in there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know who this dude was, bro. Tried to help him. He ends up fucking merging with all the other Angstroms from all over the multiverse. For one, there was.
Was it even Mark's fault? I think it was like an accident, right? Or like. Something exploded and then it fucked up his plan.
This is my bro. For one, Angstrom could have went about it completely different. You did not need to make that machine just to fucking get all that information. Just talk to every single one of them one by one. You don't have to do, put all their thoughts in my head. Like, why?
And he's helping, like, he's his mindset, bro. He's helping villains do something to get what he wants, and then it goes wrong.
Insane niggas out of prison.
Yeah, it goes wrong, and then he blames Invincible, and then now it's just like, I'm gonna set the world on fire. But with it goes to every other universe to find the actual evil versions of Mark to do what?
Makes no sense.
To do what?
To kill the good one.
He's lost the plot. He lost the plot, bro. Bro,
yeah, he's tripping for real. I hate that character, bro.
I really do.
I can't stand him.
Yeah.
The Invincible War is so crazy to me, bro, because it's all because Mark tried to help that nigga that turned into that. His mom and his brother almost died before. He almost got stuck in a whole nother dimension.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then like 18 different versions of you pull up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
On a random Thursday afternoon and start tearing the world up and kill millions of people.
And niggas forget he's in high school, bro. Like, he's morality. College now, but back then he was like,
he's a youngin', bro.
He was fresh out of high school. Like, you got all those hormones still, your brain's still not even fully developed, and you're trying to form a morality around you literally being a god amongst human beings. Like crazy. His dad, like we saw every version of Mark. Every version of Mark that listened to Omni Man, though, nigga. We see how evil he got.
I'm not gonna let him slide. I get
no, I'm not letting him slide on the locking in 100%. But like at the same time, we gotta still give him grace on like he's fresh out of high school trying to figure out actual good from bad, not trying to kill.
It shouldn't have taken your dad.
True.
Your dad part two going into space when you almost got killed by some random vulture mites. And Cecil.
Fuck Cecil.
What's his name? Doc Seismic. Fucking the Mahler twins. Fucking Conquest. The versions of you. Nigga, that's seven different scenarios. Fucking, what's his name? The stone nigga betraying you. Fucking, bro. Going to the future and seeing an immortal being a fucking dictator and killing
because of him, yeah,
because he wants to die. Like, bro, it should not have taken
I agree.
This long for you to fucking lock in Conquest. It shouldn't have taken
bro.
You almost dying damn near 30 fucking times for you to fucking lock in on these niggas, bro. What is wrong with you?
For me, it's the almost dying and then the, like the people around him almost dying. That I'm like, Mark, yeah. What are we doing, bro?
When he went down to the bottom of the ocean,
when he was in Atlantis or whatever.
Yeah, that's what got me like, Mark, you gotta like at some point you gotta speed up your own mental progression, bro. Cause like the first season it was okay, understandable. Second season, you're getting your ass beat a little too much. And it's all after his dad told him it's because he's holding back, that's when it should have clicked for him. I think when he went to Thraxa and his dad's like, you need to lock the fuck in, and he finally does it, and then we don't see that Mark again, bro. We don't see that adrenaline rush hitting a combo on a seasoned veteran Viltrumite. It's the same Mark again. He's just back holding back.
And then we start the season off with them talking about Mark's strength has improved by 200%.
Bro,
all his stats.
Bro. And the other Invincibles are still running his shit. I'm just like, bruh, come on. You should be damn near one-shotting these versions of you.
A dragon.
No, the dragon's different, though. I think he has some mythical shit going on with the dragon.
Yeah, he does. The dragon was different for sure.
That ain't fucking Kaido. That ain't Shenron. I don't fucking care. Should have fucking pieced that nigga.
And we ain't seen much. We ain't seen much yet. I'm pretty sure that nigga's coming back, too.
Bro. He couldn't even get through to Multipaw to help Rex. Rex getting jumped.
That pissed me off.
He's over here trying to fucking hold back on all these clones. Nigga, if you don't fucking tear these niggas apart.
He knows they're clones too, bro. He could have just one shot them all.
Them all, bro.
Oh, man.
That's my thing. Bro, just fly straight in real time.
Anissa, in real time, against that kaiju in season two, just flew through that shit.
And I think he has to be at least at the same level now of Anissa based after that strength training he did with Cecil and them. He should be 100%. Way stronger, and he just ain't locked in, bro.
He do need to lock in for real, bro, because he could be saving a lot more lives and just be a lot more dependable.
It's crazy that it took Eve for him to, well, I guess that's kind of spoilers for season four, but like it takes all that for you to finally really lock in. And even then, I don't even know.
Said it like, Oliver, you were right. After seeing my mom and you nearly die, and then Eve nearly die, and then millions of other people nearly die because of me. Not some random villain mad at me.
Yeah.
Actual me's killing people with my face, in my mask, in my costume, with my
some of them voice. Had more drip, not gonna lie.
After Chicago, bro, That should have, honestly, after Chicago, he should have been locked in 100%.
Facts, bro.
Because he now is the next strongest. And then after what his dad did, and he feels so bad, like we saw with the power, he feels so bad about Chicago and shit like that. It's weighing so hard on his heart. And he's still not locked in. Like, there's literal niggas dying around you because you keep letting Engstrom do what he's doing. Last second, finally listens to Oliver, even though it's like Oliver is a child and niggas shouldn't kill everybody he fights. He had a point. Engstrom literally keeps coming back, and he's a multiversal threat, as you've seen. Niggas jumping through dimensions, pulling niggas from different dimensions. Who's to say he's not going to come back with a different Omni-Man or something instead of just you? Like, use your brain, Mark. And then he loses his chance to kill. Yeah, think! Loses his chance to even end him then. It's like, dude, fuck.
Yeah, Mark need to lock the fuck in, bro.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm tired of the baby shit. The only reason why I'm, like, letting it slide is because he, like you said, Dre, he's young. He's, like, 19 right now. Freshman in college. He's got a lot on his plate with everyone's hearts and trying to save the world and be the strongest hero. Like, he's got a lot on his plate, for real. So, like, I understand. Yeah. But at the same time, bro, like you said, after Chicago, you should have been locked in, bro. Like, training every day, not holding back against the people you don't need to hold back against. Like, I get you're trying to think about your environment and all the civilians and stuff. But, like, people like Conquest come back, bro. Any Viltrumite, bro, you got to go all out. You see, because they're not going to hold back against you.
It's literally any Viltrumite, bro. If that
Viltrumite any of them,
your dad's face or your brother's face on it, or Optimus Prime, motherfucker, then you do not need to be holding back, thinking about them. Like, them Viltrumites do not care about you, bro.
They don't, bro. And the thing is, they will kill everybody on that planet
just to see himself.
Because you're sitting here fucking around, not taking it seriously. Yeah, that should.
We'll see where it goes, though. We'll see where it goes from here. Terry, you got a long road ahead of you, brother.
It's fire, bro. You're gonna fuck with.
I want to give him that grace, but like Will said, I didn't even clock that. I totally forgot. So many people were dying and getting offed just as like collateral. That Mark high key could have just been locked in after season, like midway through season two, high key.
Yep.
Just the initial clash between him and Conquest sent a shockwave through the city.
Conquest wasn't even trying. Oh my gosh.
We need to talk about that because 10 out of 10, bro. Everything
bro, I wanted to
be, bro. Everything. I think the show original stuff they added for him, the speech he did about him being lonely.
Fire.
That one, I got chills. I ain't going to lie.
That shit was fun, bro.
That's
so bro said, I don't even have a name.
When he said, he's true, his mission is true to his name that they gave him was Conquest. And then he went off on his spiel. I was like,
That was A1 dialogue, bro. That was great dialogue.
Perfect new dialogue for a character, especially
they cook with that.
Realistically, if he would have just took that fight seriously from the jump, Mark would have died.
He was on his moderate speech shit with that one. Niggas love cooking that moderate speech.
I was low-key getting like some Kaido vibes, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a better
just comparison. Talking about how like I just destroy shit, bro. Like I'm strong as shit. They send me because they know I'm strong as shit, and I'll just conquer everything, bro, that I come across.
Kaido Loki had one of those humanizing moments too when he started getting drunk and he was crying to Luffy.
Talking about Joy Boy and shit.
I'm dead.
I was supposed to be Joy Boy.
I think the biggest thing is just really just realizing that, for one, Mark doesn't know what Nolan knows and what Alan knows about the numbers advantage they have.
Right.
You don't know if that was the weaker Viltrumite. You don't know if that was the strongest Viltrumite.
Or the middle average. Yeah.
And they're gonna find out who that strongest Viltrumite is soon, too.
Need to lock in, man.
He doesn't realize he took down a top 3 Viltrumite. that's like exists right now.
Damn, now, Conquest top three luck, for real?
No, you gonna see, bro. You gonna see.
Top three.
He's the oldest, Veltrum, right? And he's also
like, one of the oldest. I think no, Thrag's younger than him, right?
Yeah, Thrag is younger, yeah. Yep. So we gonna
see. Thrag's the nigga with the waves.
The nigga with the fade. he got the hairline and shit. Yeah, that's him. He's tough. When y'all get to him, I don't know fully everything. I just know the fights that come. Me and Will talked about it. It's going to be peak, bro. When Battle Beast gets his hands, man, when they get their hands together.
Bro, that's what I need.
That's going to be peak, bro.
I need to see Battle Beast fight some more Viltrumites for real. That dude's his design is cold. Design
online on your computer?
Yeah, I looked at Thrag.
Bro, be careful. There's some spoilers if you look at some specific pictures of him.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't look too long. I didn't look too long. Bro, I didn't see nothing. So
I didn't know Battle Beast was like that until I looked up like the lore a little bit more. Well, we talked about it earlier, so I'm not gonna spoil it here, but Battle Beast is that nigga, bro. He really is.
No, I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
Bro just wants to fight shit, bro.
It's hard not to know what's going on because I follow Ryan online, and then I also have dropping like a
spoilers.
Bunch
of, you said right,
bro. Yeah, he be posting every week, bro.
You love the spoilers though. That's why he be spoiling us. Fuck, nigga.
Chat. We are watching the solo. He watched the Solo Leveling episode in the cord. Right, we're talking. We're just chilling. Vibing out. I'm like, hey, bro, I ain't seen it yet. I'm literally at work. I'm like, I ain't seen it, bro. Don't spoil. Dang, bro, they about to start the raid right now. This shit is tough. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I kind of knew that, so I'm not going to get too mad. I'm like, nigga, watch the spoilers. Tyler, bro, it just starts going off descriptors. This nigga's tough. I don't want to spoil it right now, so I'm not going to say nothing. But, like, him just going off on the deep end, I'm like, bro, I had to leave the Discord. I'm like, he doesn't even acknowledge that he's spoiling. He just keeps going. He just keeps fucking going. He don't stop.
I forgot Dre did not read Solo.
He said, bro, this ain't like the manga. What are they doing, bro? And yeah, I'm bro, just like, bro, no, what are we talking no. about?
Well, you can't even say that because... Dre literally said, "I haven't seen it yet. Don't say anything." And even besides that, you just be spoiling shit.
Reading it are two different things. I didn't know he hasn't like read or watched.
Yeah,
he literally said, "Don't say anything. I have not seen it."
Chat. This guy literally said that he's doing comparisons while watching the episode, like. I'm pretty sure nigga probably, I'm over exaggerating. Nigga probably had the app open, was looking at the Mama pages like, this ain't the same, bro. And that's basically how he was going off. I'm just like, bro, ain't no way.
Now they have been changing unnecessary shit, which we're gonna get into. We're probably gonna talk Solo with next week.
Right, I should. I'll read a little bit past the anime so we can have a good discussion on that.
Yeah,
it's short, bro. You could probably finish all of it honestly at this point.
Yeah, Invincible. Solo Leveling is under 200 chapters long.
Sorry. Like 115? It's short as hell, is it not? It's
just a funny story. Sorry for the sidetrack.
No, it's super short.
Oh, can I get it? Let's give a quick shout out, man, to the GOAT, man. Alan, bro. I fuck with Alan so heavy, bro.
Yeah.
Dude is goated, bro.
Ride or die from day one, just off jokes. He's like, man, you cool. And then from there, bro, just been defending Mark in different galaxies, just doing his thing, bro.
He's so bad. I want to see a lot more. Like, we saw a lot of Alan. And I like that, and I want to see more. Like, I'm excited for the future about what we're going to see with him. And he's getting strong, too, bro.
Yeah.
He's getting strong. Oh,
his little Zenkai boost, man. He's coming back stronger. Yeah, bro. Yep.
Yeah, he's tough, man. I love his design. Love the voice actor, Seth Rogen. Goat.
Oh, God.
He's just 10 out of 10, man. 10 out of 10.
Nah, Invincible's cooking, man. Invincible's cooking, man. Shout out to Prime. Shout out to Ryan Otley. I'm glad. I know... Being in his position, seeing your work fleshed out like that, like when it comes to mangakas, when it comes to just like authors of comic books or even like chapter books, you know what I'm saying? Seeing it on the big screen, seeing your work fleshed out, like that has to be a great feeling. So I like when,
especially going viral. He's got A-list celebrities in voice acting his characters. Everybody literally weekly is talking about Invincible, like without a doubt, whether it's either the animation or just like enjoying the story and shit. I would be ecstatic. And then they're getting that, this isn't spoiler, they already talked about this, like they've been tweeting out like new art coming in for like the Hell stuff. If they really cook like they could and they get that boy Spawn in there.
If Spawn is in there, bro,
I hope, but I'm gonna bite my tongue on that, honestly.
What to do.
Seth, Todd, is it Seth MacFarlane? Todd. That's fucking Family Guy.
That's the guy from my Family Guy.
I forget Todd's name, last name now? Is it Todd MacFarlane? Todd, okay, yeah.
Listening to bro, I got mixed up.
Todd, please lock in, bro. Please.
Give us Invincible.
This will only help Spawn. Spawn will just get more mainstream attention. Then you can do your movie, bro.
Was yelling at Family Guy creator, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Seth, you're a goat. I love you, bro.
No, didn't Todd Seth get in trouble for some shit?
Probably, bro. They know they're talking crazy on Family Guy, bro.
But and Ted. That's valid though. Todd, if he locks in, bro, like realistically, give them the rights to Spawn just for this. They're in the same universe. Like he's literally in the Image Comics universe. So it could be easy as fuck. But if they do this, then you can use this popularity, this mainstream, bro. Not that Todd's even watching us, but like he could use this mainstream to push, because he's been wanting to redo the Spawn movie because he doesn't like how they did the old one. Like he's glad that they did the old one, but he knows they could do better. They want to do a redo. Bro, just use this. You can push out, get your MCU version of Spawn out there, bro. Get your own little movie series. Maybe even bring back the animated series.
We need it.
Be smart, Todd. Be smart.
Give us all the Spawn content because of this.
Did you fuck with Spawn? Did you fuck with Spawn, Terry?
Seen the movie, and I read the Heaven and Hell comic. That was it.
That's a good comic to read, too.
Like, I haven't dove too deep into Spawn before, but... theme of his character, yeah.
Now, Invincible's crossed paths with Spider-Man, Spawn, Batman. Yeah, it's been a hell of people. So it's the power of the multiverse, man. But we just crossed an hour, man. We wanted to do this one super short, get our toes, you know, dip our feet back in the water, you know what I'm saying? Get a little something out there for y'all to indulge through the week. So we're going to cut it there, man. Be on the lookout for our future episodes, man. So leveling content, all different types of shit. Viewer Q&As, obviously. We're going to be doing all types of shit. And then outside of the podcast space, like we were saying earlier, our gaming channel, make sure to check that out. We'll have that link down below for our YouTube folks. And then also be sure to check out our side content. Shout out to everyone that tapped in with the Bankai video, the Swordsman video.
More to come, more to come. Stuff,
man. Yeah. So,
we about to record some shit after this, to be honest. Yeah. So we're working, man. We working. Wouldn't be able to do this without each and every one of y'all. Do y'all got anything else to say before we end this job?
I'm gonna catch up in Invincible.
Oh yeah.
I have to, bro.
Oh yeah.
Just look forward. Dude, I want to as well. I've been trying, man. I've been looking. Just go to Barnes, bro. I was low-key thinking about just going to Barnes. And just sitting in there, just reading one of them or something, bro.
They do got those big ass like
compendiums.
Yeah, like they got the compendiums
omnibus or whatever.
Yeah, you could definitely tap in at a Barnes. Spend an hour or two at Barnes, probably catch up.
Just locked in, bro. Might have to. I really might have to, bro. Because the way this season ended and just how it went, bro. Like this shit is so good. I just got to lock.
Oh man, yeah. I can't wait for you to see the future arcs. Me and Will know like how everything kind of ends.
Yeah, and y'all gassing it, bro.
It's so tough, bro. Shit, it's fire. Bro. It is fire.
I'm like, if they gas it and then I read it and it's trash, bro.
The character growth for a lot of the characters that are at the end of the story is beautiful.
Damn.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Did they Neji any of the niggas?
I mean, people are always getting killed off in
Invincible. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say because niggas just die left and right. So,
who's your favorite character that died?
I wanted Rex. To see more from Rex for sure, but I wanted to see more from the Flash type nigga. We didn't get much of him. But I don't even actually know, thinking Rex about was who the died.
Guy that can duplicate himself?
Nah. He's a guy that he's basically like budget Gambit. Anything he touches, like non-organic, he can blow up. Is it non-organic? I forget the limitations on his powers, but he can like touch things and make it explode.
Well, I don't know. He did a skeleton, so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what the actual limitations are.
Every time, you know, when a show episode starts or like a movie scene hits, and they're like, you know, man, life's been real good for me lately. Things are looking up for me. My girl's happy. Got my wife together. Them niggas about to die.
Okay.
Literally what happened to Rex.
We had straight up Instacart.
Nigga was spitting game. Had a whole steak dinner. He was chilling, bro.
Just got a new Lamborghini.
A little too much love, bro. That's how you know they about to
die. Oh, dude.
God, they about to die. They gonna die.
He went out like a G, though. For sure.
Gonna die. There's also the opposite when things are really sad too. I don't know if y'all seen Boys in the Hood, man.
Yeah.
Ricky was arguing with Ice Cube and left, and then he got popped.
That shit used to make me cry, bro. That shit made me cry as a kid. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, because you see the potential of where he could have been, just go down the drain, bro.
Ricky, hey,
bro, that song is so good. The saxophone they be playing in that shit. Bro, that shit be that shit's fire. But no, man, we don't get up out of here, man. We don't get up out of y'all here. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, man. Be on the lookout for additional content like we were saying before. We appreciate and love each and every one of y'all, man. And y'all beautiful, beautiful, beautiful faces, man. But aside from that, man, eat good, live good, sleep good, drink good, read good, watch good, and we're going to catch y'all in the next one, man. Peace out.
Out, baby.